KO4ZYX monitoring.
ZYX, KO4NUE. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing good, Chad. How you doing this evening?
I just got back home. Been out and about running errands. You doing all right this evening?
Yeah, I'm headed to the house. Been a long day and tired of listening to the AM/FM radio, so heard you throw your call out. Figured I'd ride along with you for a little bit.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I just got back home to the base rig. I was out on the mobile earlier, but if I couldn't pick up nothing, well, I don't know. It must be that BS tram antenna I got. Probably about to upgrade that one on my VHF, UHF for the vehicle. But I was hoping to check into the net tonight. Missed it, but I'll check the website, see what's going on my net. But it's good to hear from you, Chad. Hope you're doing good, and be safe going on back to Campobello this evening. And you have a good one. This is KO4ZYX. I'll be monitoring.
You have a good evening, too, and nice talking to you. Been a long day. It's KO4NUE. I'm standing by.
4NUE. KI4EJY.
EJY, KO4NUE. Hey, Elijah, how are you, bud?
Doing well, Chad. I heard you had a long day.
I did. I'm tired, too, bud. My eyes are starting to blur a little bit. But how was your day? What you been up to?
I don't know if my day was too much better than what yours was. I think it's just been one of those weeks.
My son's been working in the shop trying to get his business going, and I've been helping him out, you know, where I can. And he's been having to borrow my truck until he, you know, gets his fixed. I've been on him to get his fixed, but he's been using mine till then. Well, a big old dent in my tailgate, and I mean a big one. So it's game on in the morning about 7:30. As soon as he walks in the door, you know, you ever been in one of them situations with your daddy?
Oh yeah, yeah. I definitely know what you're talking about. I don't know if I'd want to be a fly on that wall when he shows up.
I'll get Papa down there with me, but he's gonna have to get a dent puller or something, and you know, do something. It don't even have to be right; just do something.
Just try and fix it. Hopefully, not making it worse, but at least try and do something. Yeah, I hate to say I've been in that position. Yeah, that's unfortunate. Well, I'm glad that, you know, he's starting to get his business up and running. I think Daniel told me he does welding and stuff, right?
Yeah, he's graduated from Tech, some time ago, 4 or 5 months ago, I think. And, getting through Tech, he worked at, you know, some places welding just to get through school, you know, help him get through school. And his production's just not his. He just can't do it. Said he feels like a robot, which I get. So what he's doing now is, you know, working with a company in Greenville, but he brings it home and works in the shop. And they've been up in the, how do I say it, the experience level for the past, you know, where his level is. And it's been a challenging week and a half. And he told me today that Daddy, I'm tired. I'm tired. I said, boy, you don't know what tired is. You just, you keep welding. You quit when I tell you to quit.
Oh, yeah. Well, so he's working for another company. That's good. Yeah, it's nice that he's able to take the work home with him and do stuff there. I tell you what, the hardest part of running a business, it ain't the manual labor, it's the paperwork, at least for me it is, trying to, you know, manage the clients and make sure everyone's happy. I'll go out there and, you know, bust my butt all day long. That's the easy part for me.
I get it, you know, but his mother, my wife, she's handling all the paperwork, and he gets this stuff he has to do, and there's a certain amount of time he's got to get it done, and which means he's got to, you know, he's got to manage the money, he's got to manage taxes, he's got to manage power bill, water bill, all that that comes with it, plus, you know, have to do the work too. So he got behind last week, and boy, I thought I was bad. Boy, Anna's just, hey, son, this, you get this one, you got to go. And oh, it's just, it's kind of, you know, kind of funny to watch, you know. But I'm in there with him. He's not by himself.
Oh, definitely not by himself. Yeah, I'm the same way. Like I said, doing all that paperwork and keeping track of everything, that's the hard part. That's the true hard part of our lines of work. It's not the labor. It's all the other stuff, making sure everything's in line, that, you know, you keep the power on and you keep the government away.
We did an estimation, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, of taxes. And he's just kind of like, what? So when we looked at he had an order a couple weeks ago. He had to do 42 of them, had to weld them up. So every time he finished one, I said, okay, that one paid the power bill, and then these two, you know, paid the argon for the gas. And these next 10 you're fixing to do, that's going to pay, you know, the taxes. And he's just saying, it's not right. They've got to be a trick to get out of paying taxes. I just laugh.
Yeah, the only thing we can't avoid is death and taxes. I tell you what, the best thing is when I started my business, you know, I wasn't making a whole lot of money, but best thing I've put money towards was a CPA, and heck, they get all my bank statements, and they go through everything for me. I don't have to do it, and at the end of the year, I go over there, and they say, well, this is what you owe, and that's what I pay, and they tell me what my quarterlies are, and I'll tell you what, it's not cheap, but that's the best investment I've made.
Yeah, you're right. I think probably what Anna's going to do with him is probably just pay him a salary, and let the business pay him a salary. And, you know, the rest of it needs to go. We're trying to get a little bit of built up in case, you know, I mean, if we lose a machine or something, then, you know, that's not good, because it's just so hard to get parts or get something done. If I can't repair it, then, you know, you got to depend on somebody else, and that's 6 or 8 weeks, and that's just not going to fly.
Poor EJY. Yeah, that's hard to do, too. Make sure you got enough set aside of downtime and, you know, like you said, replacing equipment. I know all that machinery equipment, that ain't cheap, and I know that's hard to come by nowadays, for whatever reason. And people don't want to let it go either, if they got it.
We got a new welding machine we bought that we upgraded 4 or 5 years ago. It just, you know, hadn't had a lot of use. And then when he started this business up, there's nothing wrong with the machine. It just pulls a lot of amps, just sitting there. So we called Welder Supply, and they got a guy that works on them down there. He said, yeah, bring it down here. He said, it's going to be 8 weeks before I can even look at it. And I just thought right then, I don't know about this. But we got old backup. We got old trusty, you know, made 1984, but it works just fine.
Well, that's good. Always have a backup if you can. Yeah. Unfortunately, you know, that was, welding's not something that we ever grew up doing, and that's probably one of my big regrets. I could build you a house and everything else in it, but you asked me to weld something, I wouldn't even know which way to hold it. I know our dad tried welding up something one time on an old work trailer, and ended up catching the daggum thing on fire. luckily we were able to put it out before the damage was too bad, but that's about the extent of it. It definitely was not a showpiece, you know, welding job. It was definitely one of those, just, you know, slap something on there and it ain't gotta look pretty.
Well, that's, unfortunately, he's the kind of welding he does, they're pretty demanding. It's got to be structural, and it's got to look good. He's welding on food grade stuff, stainless and things like that. Some of it's pretty thick material, but you know, you can't have anywhere where bacteria can grow. So I understand why they're so picky, but boy, it just takes a lot of time. You know, you have to. But I mean, it forces him to be good at what he does, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No, for sure. Yeah, it's good to know how to weld at that level, and that gives you a lot more opportunities and. If you can weld at, you know, that kind of quality, then you pretty much are got everything else covered. Well, I might have to talk to you some more about possibly having him weld up some stuff on the side. For me, I don't have anything right now, but I've got a couple projects I've been putting off trying to find the right stuff, and it's really going to be end up being custom made stuff I'm going to need. So I've had a hard time finding someone that I trust to do it.
No problem, just bring it up and we'll take a look at it. Daniel's been up a couple times and messed around up there at the shop, but I got the Heliarc machine out today. He had run into town, and I've aluminum welding I needed to do, and I was quite proud of myself. You know, I'm not a welder, but I thought it looked pretty good. So when he came in, I said, "What do you think?" He said, "Daddy, that looks like a bag full of boogers." Elijah, I didn't know quite what to think. I thought it looked pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, yeah. Well, just, you know, tell them not everyone can be the, what was it you said the other day, the master of metal.
metal. I'm trying to get that in his mind that, you know, it doesn't matter what you do to it. You know, you can always, you know, add to it. And we've got enough equipment down there to make it look good too, you know. So he panicked, you know, he made a mistake and just kind of freaked out a little bit. And I just said, son, just, hey, you got this. Just, hey, just squirt you some new metal in there and we'll clean it up. And it turned out fabulous. I mean, but it was fun watching him grow. I hate to see him struggle sometimes, but, you know, it's got to be that way. It can't be any other way. And then when he gets to a point to where it becomes too difficult, then, you know, me and Papa's there. We got his back. And I don't think there's much that we can't straighten out. So, and I just trust in that. That's all I can do. It's always worked well for me, you know.
For sure, yeah. The hottest metals produce the strongest, or what is it? The hottest fires produce the strongest metals. You know, he's got to go through all that too, and, you know, figure out what works for him and what doesn't, and how to work through different scenarios, and you know, realize that he's got a good support system, like you said, around him. That if he's got questions, ask him. I mean, now's the time to do it while he's got y'all around to you know, to help him out and answer his questions. 'Cause you know, unfortunately, you know, y'all aren't going to be there forever. And you know, go ahead and, you know, get all that stuff figured out now as much as you can.
It's KO4 NUE. So I tell you, the most enjoyable thing out of this whole process for me is that I grew up with Dad in a welding shop. He started a little welding shop out here in the country, keeping up the peach farmers, you know. And he usually didn't charge, you know. Well, when the peaches come in, give me a bushel of peaches, and, you know, that was that kind of deal, you know. But, so I grew up in it with Dad, and, you know, Dad didn't put up no junk in the shop. You know, it's going to be the best you can do, or I'm not going to do it. So it's just kind of fun to see that role reversal happen with, you know, now it's my turn. And I tell you, it's been quite interesting, Elijah. It really has. But I've really enjoyed watching him grow a little bit.
Yeah, that was the same way. It's all or nothing. Your name's attached to it. You do the best you can or you don't do it at all. You know, if you mess up something, you figure out how to make it right and better if you can. But that's awesome. I'm glad you get to, you know, be around him and see him grow in that. I'm sure that's incredibly enjoyable to see how he's growing and get to be a part of that and help him through it.
That's KO4NUE with KI4EJY. So it's like I said, it's been a long week for him so far, but he's starting to see the light a little bit, and he's figuring out where he can save time and you know, be quicker about what he does, but still be accurate. And that's the name of the game. But the past couple of months, it's just been a pretty harsh learning curve. You know, fast and furious, like a garden hose. but he's catching on. You know, I know what to do here. Boom, 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 and move on to the next one. So that's fun to watch him learn and get it. You know, when you see them finally make that aha moment, it's just like, okay, Daddy, I know why you are the way you are now.
Oh, yeah. That is a struggle, trying to figure out, you know, what pace to work at and how fast you can do stuff and still do it right. And I'm sure in the environment he's working at, I'm sure the deadlines are probably pretty quick, too.
Well, yeah, he's made a commitment to, you know, how many work hours he can provide, and they've agreed not to provide him over what he can't handle, you know, because they don't want to be a bad spot either. I get it, but they're, you know, they'll have some conglomeration of parts that come in there and say, okay, well, you ought to be able to do this in 36 minutes. And when it takes him, you know, 56 minutes, that's the problem. But I think he's seeing now, today, he made a connection that, hey, if I do it this way, I can do it in 26 minutes. Now that, yeah, it clicked today, so he's figuring it out.
Sure, that's the name of the game right there, trying to get all that stuff figured out. Well, I'm glad that he's working through all that, and you're able to be there to guide him and help him, and, you know, like I said, watch him grow. I'm sure that's incredible, you know, to have that support system around him, too. You know, my dad, unfortunately had to physically retire from carpentry work. And, you know, I did learn a lot from him, and still he's mentally sharp, but physically unable to do a lot of stuff. So, you know, I don't have him working with me like I probably would have enjoyed, but, you know, we had a lot of time together, and I still get to call him and ask him questions. Even if I know how to do it, I'll call him like, hey, Pop, you know, I got a question. You know, do you know a better way how to do this? And he'll walk me through it, and I'll be like, all right, thank you. Talk to you later, and, you know, try to make him feel like he's still part of what I'm doing, because he helped me get to where I'm at.
Well, Elijah, I'm going to destinate here in a minute, but he told me today he wants to put a coffee pot in the shop. I don't know how I feel about that. I told him, I said, there's enough flip-flicking going on in here as it is. I don't know if we need a coffee pot. But I know what he's thinking. Well, you sit around in the morning, drink coffee for, you know, hour and a half, and that just, that's not going to work. You get your coffee at the store. When you come in the door, you know, you need to hit it and get it. You just sitting around talking. We can talk while you work.
That's hilarious. You get any, if you want something to drink, if you want a snack, if you want something to eat, you get it on your way, you eat it, you drink it on your way. By the time you get to work, it's work time. There is no sitting around and chatting.
You have transitioned into manhood. So, anyway, bud, let me get on. I just pulled up in the driveway, so enjoyed the conversation. And you tell your brother I said hello next time you see him. And I'm going to clear on out. This is KO4NUE 73, Elisha. You have a good evening, sir. I'm clear.
Hey, Chad. Good talking to you. And hopefully we'll catch up again soon. KI4EJY. And I'm clear.